A few years ago, we went with a busload of chevra from our shul to visit Kivrei Tzadikim, the graves of Tzadikim in Hungary, where my parents come from, that area, Carpathian Mountains. And my parents were not particularly pleased with that trip. They chose to disassociate the connections to that, to those places. But there was one grave that was left. There was only one grave. All of my grandparents were cremated, not by choice. They were cremated by the Germans. But my father had a grandfather that was buried in his hometown of Ungvar. And my son, he shall live and be well, is named after this grandfather, who was a great tzaddik, Rabasha Zeilig. And we went to this huge cemetery, and my son was determined to find this grave. My father had described the spot somewhere along the fence, but it was endless. But somehow, my son was drawn to that place, and within 10, 15 minutes, he called out, "I found it." This was one of the greatest comforts that my father had before he passed away, that there was a makom, there was a place, there was a kever that was found, a place where we could daven or think about. You know, when you go to the cemetery, on most of the matzavis, on most of the stones, you will see the letters Tuf Nun Sadik Bei Hei, Tehei Nishmas or Nishmasot, Surah B'Tzor Chaim. It's based upon a pasuk in Shmuel, and we all know what it means. May this person's soul be bound in the bond of life, the bond of life. That somehow through the presence of this kever, of this grave, that the life of this person, the story of this person hasn't ended. It continues. Kever, grave, is the letters boker, morning. And every single morning, all of us say the same bracha, Elokai neshomish nesat bi tahor v'hi. Hashem, Master of the world, you gave me a pure soul. You created it, you formed it. At Mishamer Bekirbi, and you're watching over it inside of me. Vata osed lit lamimani, and you're going to in the future take it away from me when it comes my time at 120 to leave the world. Hula hachzira bila osed lavo, and you're going to return it to me. I trust you that you're going to return that soul back into this guf, into this body. That belief, that trust that we have, we're taught, means the following. In the eyes of the world, in the eyes of the world, there's nothing that's more depressing. There's nothing that's more depressing than the finality of death. There's a writer who once wrote, a non-Jewish writer who wrote that you know that there's a soul when you look at the face, at the desolation of the face of a person staring at the corpse. That emptiness, that desolation, which is the source of all pessimism, the finality, the end. But we believe that it's not the end, that that night of death and the internment in the grave is not the end. We believe that the pure soul descends with the guf, with the body, into the grave. There is a gradual, going through the first day, the 3 days, 7 days, 30 days, the year. There's a gradual disengagement, but something remains, both in this world, hovering by the grave, and in the world above. Burial is not the elimination of this person from the world. The Maral teaches us that man, as it says in the pasuk, returns to the earth. The name Adam, man, is from the word Adama. The kavura, the burial of a person, is not the end of the person. It's the planting of a seed, just as a seed is placed into the ground. That body, which contained the soul for those years, is placed into the ground. Over that period of time, there is this disengagement. The Ramchal teaches us that the soul of the person goes through that process of purification, rectification, refinement, until finally he comes to his place of rest in the other world. And from that place of menucha, of rest, the neshama is longing to return. The soul is longing to return to the body, wants to be reunited with the body. And in the body, it's laying in the grave, what remains in the grave, there's a part of that person that's filled with the longing to be reunited with the soul. And the body is planted in the ground. And preparation is made, the purification of the body, the purification of the soul. And there's going to be a yichud, a reunion, a joyous reunion that's going to take place by Tchias HaMesim, by the resurrection of the dead. It's almost like a chasna kala, waiting to be together again. They were separated and that they're going to be rejoined. The meeting again of the soul, of the neshama, tahara, that pure soul, and the guf, and the body. And that will be forever. That wedding will be forever. You know, we're taught that there was a Roman emperor by the name of Titus, Titus Arusha, that before he died, he commanded that his body be cremated and that the ashes be spread, be sprinkled over the seven seas. And the Gemara says, it's in Gitna Daf Nun Vav, I believe, the Gemara tells us, because he didn't want the God of the Jews to find him. He didn't want to be found. He was running away. He was escaping. We don't believe in that. We believe that there's a mokum, there's a place to return to, a place to daven at. Not only that my father and my mother were relieved that I was able to find that one grave in our family, but I too, and my children, have that place to think about, that place where there's going to be that reunification and then the return to Jerusalem, to Yerushalayim, with Chias HaMesim. Rabbi Zon and I go back, I would say, almost 50 years. For 50 years, I have venerated, respected, and loved this revolutionary and holy person. This latest effort, NASC, is the continuation of his life's work. The work of finding a makom and making sure that every single Jew has a makom. That holy body that contained the holy soul shouldn't be burned in ashes and spread over the seven seas, or like I once heard somebody, you know, wanted to have his body spread over first base, I think, in Yankee Stadium. God forbid. My wife and I were privileged, the last time that we went out to sell, we were privileged to go to the cemetery that's in Sanhedrin. And one of the tzaddikim that's buried there in the middle of Yerushalayim is Rabbi Aryeh Levine, the great tzaddik from Yerushalayim. And he wanted, he wrote on his, I had read about this, but it's written on his matzeva, on his stone, that whoever comes there should proclaim their belief in Tchias HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead. This is the work of NASC. This is the work of Rabbi Zon, to give hope, to tell each and every one of us and to remind each and every Jew in the world that when you're lowered into the grave, it's not the end of your story. It's just the beginning that's leading to the next chapter. I urge each and every one of you and myself, all of us, to give chizik in every way possible to this wonderful effort. And we should be zeuche for long and healthy years, and to see Mashiach and Chias HaMesim.